With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump unloading plenty of criticism on the Fed chairman. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
When it comes to his feelings about the man running the nation's central bank, the president isn't holding back.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow, and I'm not happy with him.
Donald Trump is upset with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for not aggressively cutting interest rates. He's threatening to fire Powell, saying if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Four people have been killed in Italy when a mountain cable car plunged into a ravine just south of Naples. Reports suggesting that a cable car crashed while going up Monte Fiato, and a spokesman says it appears a traction cable may have snapped. Investigation is underway. Also, at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. may move on from efforts for a Russia-Ukraine peace deal if there's no progress soon. He spoke in Paris after a marathon day of landmark talks among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials.
I think it's important to remind everybody that the Ukraine war is a terrible thing, but it's not our war. We didn't start it. The United States has been helping Ukraine through over the last 3 years. And we want it to end. But it's not our war. I want everyone to understand that.
And he adds the United States is reaching a crossroads in effort to broker peace talks.
The president has spent 87 days at the highest level of his government repeatedly taking efforts to bring this war to an end. We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not, which is why we're engaging both sides.
Yemen's Houthi rebels now say that U.S. airstrikes targeting a major oil port has killed dozens of people and injured at least 170 more. This is SRN News. A warning about global persecution.
Dr. John Ebner is president of Christian Solidarity International, and he says the world needs to wake up. He points to a recent rash of deadly attacks on believers in Nigeria and Syria. There's also the ongoing persecution of Christians in Azerbaijan. Ibner says, quote, this slaughter, like so many others of Christians and other non-Muslims, has been met mainly with indifference by the political and religious leadership of an increasingly post-Christian Western world. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming Supreme Court hearing arguments on an abortion ban this week. Justices wanted to hear the lawyers explain who should decide when life begins. Assistant Attorney General Jay Jurdy said it is the state legislature since it is closest to the people. Attorney Peter Modlin, representing abortion advocates, says the question is fundamentally religious, and the government, in his words, has no business deciding it at all. This is SRN News.
Wall Street was closed today in observance of Good Friday. The pending merger between Capital One and Discover Financial Services received approval from several regulators today, bringing the $35 billion tie-up closer to completion. The Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency signed off on the deal, which was first announced in February of 2024. Asian shares were mostly higher in thin Good Friday trading after a bumpy ride on Wall Street, where on Thursday the Dow Industrials lost 1.3% as United Health shed more than a fifth of its value due to a weaker-than-expected profit report by the company. U.S. stock and bond markets will be reopening on Monday morning. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Jason Walker.